If you happen to be driving along State Highway 70 in Wilson County this past Saturday, then you likely witnessed a unique tribute being paid to one of the county's most widely recognized residents. Reporter Leon Alligood was on hand for the event.
Edgar Elliott of Watertown, Tennessee, was a man always on the go, even if he moved slowly. You see, Elliott, 85, owned one mode of transportation, a yellow riding lawnmower. In good and sometimes bad weather, the Michigan native and retired machinist, who moved south almost 30 years ago, drove the mower 2 miles into Watertown nearly every day. There, just about everyone knew his friendly smile, and most called him by his first name. His reputation as the man on the mower promoted him to iconic status, says Dave McKinley, one of many who called Elliott friend.
We all know him from riding on his yellow Cub Cadet mower. We'd see him riding around town, and he would just put a smile on your face. So, you know, sometimes even on my worst days, I would see him, and he would cause me to smile.
Edgar is kind of a fixture in this community.
This is Joey Patton, a Wilson County Sheriff's deputy who lives in Watertown and was also a friend of Elliott's.
I mean, you saw the yellow mower. You knew who it was. He would be behind Three Forks feeding the stray cats, or he would be in the Dollar General. He parked right on the barrier line between the handicapped spots, and he would park there. He'd go in. He was just basically a fixture of town. If you ever been to Watertown, you've probably seen Edgar running up and down the road.
Almost 2 weeks ago, someone took notice that Elliott hadn't made his rounds in a couple of days. He wasn't seen at the Three Forks grocery store, the Dollar General, the downtown shops. At his secluded home off Neal Road, his 6 dogs were found eager to be fed, but neither Edgar or his mower could be found. A search party was formed. Don Vaden, a retired truck driver, was part of several dozen concerned friends who tramped through creeks and pastures looking for the mower-riding man.
I started as soon as I heard he was missing, which was Tuesday about, I guess it was about 2 o'clock maybe when I heard that he was missing.
The search turned up nothing, and the sun was beginning to tilt low in the sky when Vaden and 2 others came to a drive that had not been checked. Vaden, a man with a grizzled look of someone who's seen a thing or two in his many years crisscrossing the country in an 18-wheeler, remembered the moment clearly. He told the other men he was going to follow the private drive to the top of a hill, just to be sure. He had a hunch that unfortunately proved correct.
See you later. I'm going to go find a man, and I did. I found him just before dark.
Edgar Elliott had driven his mower down the lane. The lawnmower, the Cub Cadet that Watertown citizens had given him a year ago, had flipped over, and Watertown's mower-driving man was lost. Last Saturday, the town remembered Elliott in a way the older man would have likely appreciated. A convoy of nearly 50 riding lawnmowers, 4-wheelers, a few golf carts, and 1 man on a bicycle retraced Elliott's route to his home.
Riders, start your engines. We're going to peel off 1 row at a time. We're going to ride 1 row at a time out of here. Mr. McKinley's going to be up at the front directing who comes out as we go.
The line of slow-moving lawnmowers, led by a police cruiser with its emergency lights twirling, made their way to busy Highway 70, where the long line of lawnmowers rumbling along on the shoulder of the road slowed automobile traffic as curious drivers wondered just what was happening. It was just a town paying tribute to a unique friend in a unique way. On Saturday at 5 o'clock, friends of Elliott will gather again for memorial service at the Depot Junction Cafe. Reporting from Watertown, Tennessee, this is Stephen Leon Alligood.